Oh yeah, we didn't perform in the first half at all. From my point of view, we just didn't get out of the blocks, and if you let any team get a 6-point lead, you're always battling against the elements then, and unfortunately we just couldn't get over the line.
Yeah, that's the disappointing aspect of it. Was it nerves, do you think, or...?
I don't know. To tell you the truth, I'm not sure. We kind of stood off them a bit far too much, our defence, and they were getting a lot of easy ball out in front, and nearly everything they kicked in the first half, in fairness to them, went over the bar. They were got some wonderful, great scores from difficult places, and maybe it's just because we didn't have enough pressure on the ball and stuff like that there, but from my point of view, we came out in the second half and performed a bit better, put them under a lot more pressure, and unfortunately, the goal chance that you were looking for just didn't come, and that's the way it goes.
Just going back to the start again, as we say, they got off to a good start, led 4-1, but you were back in the game when Larkin converted those two frees to tie up, to reduce the margin to a point.
To a point, midway through the first half, and you were kind of happy enough, you know, because we weren't playing well, but we were only a point down, and then, unfortunately, they got a couple of good scores, as I said, near the end of the half, and pulled away, and there was 9-3 up at half time, and you're giving yourself a mountain to climb, but you ask the players to come out, perform in the second half better than you did in the first half, and maybe I said to them, come out and maybe win the second half and at least take that there away from it, because the disappointing thing for me is we just didn't play in the first half, and that's the way it goes.
Yeah. You had to force to make a couple of changes as well. You lost Colin Gallagher in the middle of the first half, and now Sean McBride in the middle of the second half.
Yeah, Colin and Sean, and then obviously Eric couldn't start as well. Eric scored 3 points in the last game and couldn't come into the fray today. He hurt his ankle last Saturday at training, and that's the way it goes. Gary hurt his knee at training a couple of months ago when he couldn't play much. Today was his first game back in, I think, about nine weeks, and he was a bit rusty and things just didn't go for him, but unfortunately, that's football.
Yeah, and you were forced to make changes, and the changes seemed to work too.
And the second half, the changes definitely worked. And you were just standing there, you were thinking, if we could just get a goal chance and put them under a wee bit more pressure, maybe cut the lead. At one stage, it was 5, and we were through. And if the ball had went right instead of going left, Larkin was straight through, but he took the wrong option, and they broke up the field and scored a point. And instead of us going 6 points down, we should have been 2 points down after, from scoring a goal, you know.
Yeah, but that's the look of it. I suppose you'll reflect on the season. All Ireland Gaeltacht, the Donegal's championship, is not a bad return.
No, not bad. I suppose at the minute, obviously you're disappointed, but in a couple of weeks' time or a couple of months, you'll sit back and you'll say to yourself that you didn't have a bad season. But today, right now, at this minute, it's disappointing, and we'll just cut our losses and see what happens.